PowerPoint, did you forget that there is something that doesn't match here?
Não sei porque é que diz que alguma coisa não bate certo. Isto foi há um ano, nós estávamos a tentar meter a devida diligência neste projeto, neste processo, e agora estou a confirmar que tivemos esta discussão no dia 21 de janeiro e está à prova aqui na minha agenda. É tudo o que eu posso dizer quanto a isto. São factos, estes que vos apresento, mas sim, reconheço que a sua pergunta é muito boa, porque de facto esta questão devia ter sido mais. Melhor espelhada na cronologia que eu apresentei.
I'm not saying it's strange. I'm not saying it is strange or weird that you don't think, don't remember. I mean, that can happen. But what I'm saying is that the PowerPoint is so precise, but then there is this big failure there.
Não acho que seja por acaso, a única coisa que não consta no PowerPoint é a data. Eu no PowerPoint dei todos os pormenores, todos os passos, porque no início desta apresentação tínhamos 30 diapositivos e depois fomos passando para o principal, que era a reunião no dia 25, e portanto não queria esconder nem ocultar rigorosamente nada. Ao preparar esta apresentação, eu queria apenas explicar tanto quanto possível, mas não tudo e mais alguma coisa, porque eu não sei quantas páginas tem esta cronologia que nós elaboramos, mas é um calhamaço.
I'm going to end with this subject, but let me just add that this is probably the most relevant thing in the PowerPoint. This theme, this matter, says that the government gave indications for you to speak with Alexandra and to negotiate her price, and that is not demonstrated nowhere. Can you answer now?
No PowerPoint diz-se que esta reunião tinha sido sugerida e, portanto, a conclusão é que no PowerPoint as coisas constam tal como deviam constar e é um processo que justifica a razão desta discussão. Não está lá concretamente o dia 21 de janeiro, mas o importante é que esta reunião teve lugar e que seguindo plenamente a recomendação do governo.
I don't have much more time left. Let's speak about the compensation estimation. I mean, your statements to AGF and to GTF are different. Some for emission, others we will see. But about this estimation, in your reply, you say that in this process also, as the amount was estimated, is like just a Chinese phone. Someone gives the information to the other and so on. No one made the decision. Is that so?
Não. O que eu disse foi que o início de uma discussão com um montante muito avultado, depois esse valor foi reduzindo. Porque eu tinha dito que o montante era demasiado alto, os advogados então voltaram ao assunto e a decisão não foi o que eu tomei. Foi tomada com base numa indicação específica do governo, foi assim que as coisas funcionaram. Recordem-se de que durante todo o processo nós começámos com um montante muito superior, 3 vezes mais do que no final da discussão. E isso foi enfatizado pelo advogado, que nos recomendou um acordo com base no pressuposto de que inicialmente esse montante era o triplo. E, portanto, estava a enfatizar a esse advogado que o acordo podia de facto ser uma boa solução.
So that means that you coordinated the process, you led the process, you discussed with your lawyers the amount. I mean, there are plenty of evidence that you did that. You even set ceilings or caps for, you said that the cap could be this much, and then you told 70,000, and then you told the government that it could propose 70,000. So the whole process was led by you, and in any no moment in time you asked the government about it. Is this correct? Second question. Throughout the process, the Minister of Infrastructure had a meeting with you on the 4th. There was a contact of the Secretary of State on the 1st proposing an amount. You said that the amount was too high, and on that first same day, the 1st, there was a second proposal, and it was acceptable. So they were involved three times in the process, correct? Can you answer?
Pegando a cronologia, eu não liderei o processo, eu coordenei o processo entre o governo e os advogados. Não disse nenhum comentário sobre o valor que tinha sido proposto pelos advogados. Todos os e-mails enviados foram reencaminhados diretamente para o governo, por motivos óbvios, e depois a decisão foi tomada pelo ministro que pedia que eu fechasse. Eu não tomei a decisão e isso está por escrito. E, portanto, eu não percebo porque é que está a dizer que eu é que tomei a decisão, porque não fui eu que a tomei. Está aqui espelhado não apenas na indicação da reunião no dia 1 de fevereiro, com uma recomendação do valor mais alto proposto pelo Secretário de Estado, mas também a indicação para fechar do ministro quando discutimos a última proposta. Portanto, a decisão foi tomada pela tutela.
Thank you, madam. Last round of questions of the first round, the last parliamentary group in the first round of questions. Carlos Pereira, honorable, a point of order. Can you answer the last question about the Minister of Infrastructure? Madam, a precision about the intervention of the Minister of Infrastructure in the last part of the question of Carlos Pereira. Can you be more precise about the intervention of the minister in all this process?
Foi através do Secretário de Estado, eu nunca estive em contacto direto, como eu disse na minha apresentação, com o Ministro das Infraestruturas, como podem ver no PowerPoint, para ser muito específica. Mensagem. Por favor, feche. Foi assim que a intervenção foi feita.
Thank you, Madam. Now, PSD, Paulo Muniz, MP, 9 minutes for questions and answers. Thank you, Chair. Dear colleagues, I also greet Engineer Christine Urmier-Wittner. I'd like to thank the services and the interpreters and to all technicians that throughout these hours have been supporting us and making this hearing possible. Madam, you told us today that the work done at TAP could have been more efficient had it not been for political interferences, namely by the MIH. You said that the Minister of Infrastructure considered you the only interlocutor of the government with TAP. You also confirmed you met with the Socialist Party and several members of the government, as requested by the Minister of João Galamba, on the eve of a hearing at the Parliament. We also learned that CFO was preparing notes to the Prime Minister. It's quite obvious the presence everywhere in this process of the government in TAP. On the 17th of January, Minister Galamba convenes you to a meeting to prepare your coming to the parliament. First question, could you identify any of the MPs here present as having participated in that meeting? Can you answer, madam?
Estive aqui a rever os nomes que estavam no convite. Reconheço uma pessoa que é à volta da mesa que esteve na reunião. Pode dizer-nos o nome? Carlos Pereira.
Can you repeat the name, please?
Carlos Pereira.
A point of order. Chair, PSD parliamentary group cannot accept the works to continue when what we questioned the chair in due time before giving the floor to the parliamentary group, the Socialist Party, actually happened. Who spoke on behalf of the parliamentary group of PS, MP Carlos Pereira? He was one of the persons present in that meeting that prepared the coming of Madame Romière to the Parliament. This is something we could foresee, and that the chair, in a very benevolent way, accepted. Chair, you have to make sure basic principles of independence are met. And for this reason, MP Carlos Pereira should not have asked those questions as it happened. This is regrettable. We cannot let this go without being duly left in the minutes. Dear colleague, let me say the following. I'm not the one who decides which MPs ask to take the floor. In this committee, we are all here as individuals, and when you speak about parliamentary groups, you're thinking about another commission, not this one. In this commission, you are here as individuals. You respond for what you do and for your actions. And what I want to say is the following: regardless of what you may consider, we have a work to do, which is to ascertain the questions that have been raised by the plenary. And it is based on this work, the work of this committee, that direct relation with the relationship with the people, that we will draft a report of evidence on all issues. Now, regardless of you're having something to say about anything, I do not think it should be the chair to prevent any MP from speaking. I didn't do that about you, and I won't do that about anyone. I think you might be correct if that question had been raised in a meeting regarding this parliamentary committee, but it was not the case. So let it be clear to those that are hearing us that there was no, and that would not be acceptable, there was no previous preparatory meeting with a person that came here with any one of you, whoever it would be. So I ask you the following. I know that you think I'm benevolent, but this has to do with how I understand we should deal with politics. We should deal with political matters with wisdom and consideration for each other. And so please continue your inquiry of Mrs. Christine. That's what she's here for. And then we may have the time to discuss other matters and find the right solutions. So please Chair, before that, I have to correct your understanding. And you